Today's daf is daf ches. We got to four lines down. The Gemara says, Amar Papa, man de shade pisa ladikla. A person throws a lump of dirt at a tree. Asar tamri, v'azal tamri, v'katil. And the dates fall down, and it ends up killing someone. So the halacha is, banil machlokis de rebi v'rabban. This connects to this debate we had yesterday about Rebbe Rabban, about hitting the tree and then the wood chip flying off and killing someone. So in that mission, we had a machlokas, how to understand the pasuk. So according to Rebbe says a person hits the tree and ha'et ha'mispakeya, and a wood chip flies off. Rebbe holds your chayv galus, and Chacham holds that you don't get galus. So the Gemara says this same machlokas applies here when you throw a dirt at the date and the date bounces and kills someone. So the Gemara, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Rashi doesn't really explain much here. So the Gemara explains, Pshita, of course, that's the same exact case. It's a secondary action that killed someone. So the Gemara says, Mal, the same, but what would you have thought? Kikoach kocho dami, kamash malam. So you would have thought, Rashi explains, Mal, the same, ha, l'rebi, kikoach kocho dami, upater. So you would think Rebbe holds a yachayv galus in the case of Mispakeh Beitz. But here it seems to be a secondary action. You throw a dirt and hits the date, then the date falls and kills someone. Maybe in that case, even Rebbe would think you're pater. Sheharagev hayakoach rishon. That was the first. When he threw the dirt, that was one force. Unashiras hatamarim hayakoach sheni. When the date fell, the force of gravity then, that's the second force. Kamash Malan, the Gemara says that no. Rashi explains, Kamash Malan, Sharegev Kigarzan, Vatmaram Kikisem Hanitas. No, when you throw the dirt, it's like hitting with an axe. It's all one action. And then the flying of the wood chip is like the flying of the date. It's exactly the same model as the Mishnah. And that's the machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanim. Gemara says now, Ella, Koach Kikocho, the Rebbe Hechamishkachachachsla. So everyone agrees there's a concept of Koach Kikocho, a secondary action. So if Rebbe thinks that this case of throwing dirt at a date and date killing someone is considered the first koach, so what's the case of a second koach? And so the Gemara answers, Hey, chamishkachas la kigon deshada pisa u'mechayi legarma. So if you throw the dirt at the tree itself, not the date, but at the tree, v'alza garma, and then the tree shakes, u'machayi lechabasa, and ends up shaking the cluster of dates, and then also tomorrow, then the date falls, va'azil, tamri, v'kato, then it kills someone, that's considered a secondary act, according to Rebbe. All right, so this is very important for a lot of halach lemaisa about secondary actions. They talk about here, based on the sugya, there's discussion, could you write a get, or even a ksuba, but get's more important, of course, with a typewriter or a computer. You know, you hit a button, or you type one of the letters, and it causes it to go on the computer, then you have to print it out. Is that considered koach kocho? So the discussion is, you certainly should never print out a copy of a get. You have to actually have a sofer for many, many reasons. But mitzat halacha, it might be possible midiraisa of using a typewriter or computer to try to get because of this secondary act. And that's really, it's questionable whether or not a typewriter or computer really is secondary or is it viewed as considered one ma'isa. But they bring the sugi in on that part of that discussion. It would probably be the same thing, exactly. Probably the same thing, yeah. I didn't see it discussed, but l'chor, it should be the same, yeah.
Are these halachas different than for dinim nefashos and they are for dinim
ma'onos? So the Gemara is in Sanhedrin. Right, so the Gemara is talking about all these things. I don't remember if they're equivalent or not, but the Gemara is in Sanhedrin. They spoke about killing someone, you know, putting a guy into the water, or maybe just putting him in front of the sun and tying him up, or holding back food from him. That's where that discussion came up. So I don't know if they're exactly identical or not. This is going to be this is talking about killing someone.
I said, but right. It'll be mamas if he went down and he broke something. That's definitely not.
This would be grama. So grama ben Ezekin, I don't know if he would consider this grama. I don't know. Grama ben Ezekin, your potter. What? It
doesn't get any more grama than this. But
Rebbe, we hold like Rabban. For Rebbe though, right. Rabban would be grama. Rebbe holds that's direct. So I don't know if he would say the same thing by Ezekin. I'm just not sure. Fine. The new Mishnah tells us as follows. Hazorik Evan Larishis Rabban, guy throws a rock into a public area. Harag, he kills someone. Harez a gull, he gets gullus for this. Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov Omer im michshiatsa ha'evan miyado hotzi halas rosh. Let's say you threw the rock, and the guy was in there. But then once the rock was released from your hand, then a guy sticks his head out of the crowd or the window or something, the kibla, and then he received the hit from the rock. Harez a potter, he's potter in that case, because the moment the guy threw it, there was no danger to anyone, and the guy put himself into danger into the line of fire. So then he would be potter from gullus. The Gemara is going to explain how we know that. Zarakis Evan Lechatzero, you throw a rock into your own chatzer, you throw into your backyard, and someone's walking in your backyard. So the halach is, im yesh rishus lenizak likanish lasham gola. If you gave permission to the one who gets killed to walk in that into your backyard, so then you're responsible, you get golas. Vim lav, if the guy was trespassing, so ain't a gola, then you don't get golas for this because you had no reason to expect someone to be in your backyard. Shenemar, it says, Vasha Yavo Israel Bayar, when you and your friend go into the forest, and we saw this already earlier, Ma Hayar Rishus Lenizak Ulamazik Likanish Lasham, just like a forest, the public domain where both people have rights to be there. So Afkol Rishus Lenizak Ulamazik Likanish Lasham, so too, has to be an area where both have permission. So if the Mazik gives a person, the Nizak, permission to be in his backyard and kills him, that becomes the same din as a Yar and could lead to Gullus. But Yatza, this is all to exclude a case, Chatzer, Bal Habay She'ein Rishus Lenizak, Likanish Lasham, a house, a yard, where you didn't give permission for the Nizak to be there, in which case he doesn't deserve Gullus. Abishol Omer Maha Chatovas Eitzim Rishus Afkol Rishus. He says, just like the case is cutting down trees, the case of Rishus, and you end up hitting the tree and someone gets killed from the wood chip that goes flying off, or the end of the axe that goes flying off, that's a, you're doing a Davar Rishus, only then would that result in galus. The yotza ha'av hamakes beno, to the exclusion of a father who hits a son, which is a mitzvah, we'll get to what mitzvah that is, and harav harodes tamido, and the rebbe who hits his talmud, that's also a mitzvah according to the Gemara, and v'shliach bezdin, these are all a case of mitzvahs. If a person kills someone accidentally while performing one of these mitzvahs, we say then he's going to be pater from galus. Because again, the model from the Gemara, from the pasuk, is only you're doing a davar rishus results in galus, not a davar mitzvah. So there's a big machlokas Rishonim, who is the Shliach Bezdin referring to? Rashi says on the Mishnah, Tamalka Harbam L'chayv Malkus, referring to the one in Bezdin who gives lashes, to the one who deserves Malkus, he gives Malkus to that guy. And he ends up killing him accidentally, and there's a discussion, how does he kill the guy accidentally? There's someone who's telling him how many to give him. What was the mistake exactly? So they have a big discussion what Rashi really means here. Some say Rashi means he miscounts, he did an extra one, some of the guy lost count. There's some mistake here, but it's a little bit unclear, because if the Shliach Beznim gives an extra Malkus that he wasn't supposed to give, he actually does get Gullus for that. The Mishnah says later on, if you do give an extra one when you weren't supposed to, you would be Chayiv Gullus. So that's the Shita of Rashi, but there is a Shita of the Rambam. He holds that referring to a Shliach Bezdin is when Bezdin sends out a Shliach to summon someone to Bezdin, that you have to come to Bezdin, you've been called to Bezdin, and then the guy refused to come, so you start hitting the guy, so he comes to Bezdin. That's the situation where the Rambam says we're referring to here in this Mishnah. Now, there's a fascinating discussion. The Ramban, who we know was a doctor, always liked to discuss the halachas of refuah. So the Tosefta writes that if a doctor is giving refuah with the Rishus of Bezdin, he has every right he's supposed to. The Torah says, Rapo Yirapeh, he's allowed to give refuah. And let's say he accidentally kills someone. The Tosefta says he gets gullus for killing someone. And that's the Tosefta. The Ramban says, I don't understand why that is, because our Mishnah here says a person who has Rishus to do something, you're pater. A Shliach Bezdin has Rishus to give Malkus, he's pater. So how come a Rofe who kills someone does get Gullus? He shouldn't be getting Gullus. That's the question of the Ramban. So different answers are given. So some Achronim explain that when the Rofe gave the Refuah, so since the refuah didn't work, it killed the guy, memele it wasn't refuah, and he wasn't performing a mitzvah. So it's only a mitzvah if it's an effective refuah. Now it's a strange thing, it's only true if he gave the wrong refuah. Now sometimes people are so sick you can't do anything to do it anyways, it wasn't your fault. But let's say he gave the wrong medication. So that clearly shows it was the wrong refuah and there was never a mitzvah in the first place, so he wouldn't apply osik b'mitzvah, and that's why he's chayiv galus. That's how some achronim explain. Others say that he's not chayiv galus, like the Mishnah says here. When you do something b'rishus, you don't get galus. So why does the Tosefta say you get galus? So some Achronim explain, you don't get galus midine adam, but a person wants to on his own, the rofe, if he wants to get really true kabara, he should put himself in galus. That's what the Tosefta is telling him. That nice, chayv in galus, but he should go to galus just to get a kabara for killing someone accidentally.
But it would seem that there is a mix-up. Meaning, in some cases, it seems that galus is, if he goes to galus, it's more meikel, like in this case, where he's not going to galus, it seems that it's because he did something right, but he still doesn't get a kapara. We learned before that galus is better.
So it depends.
It comes on and off.
You know, it's in between. Sometimes people do something so small that they don't deserve galus. Sometimes they do something so bad that they don't deserve. I mean, they need a greater kapara. Galus won't help them.
Can he work as a doctor in galus?
Could he work, say again?
Can he do work as a doctor in Galus?
Yeah. Okay, fine, let's go by. The Gemara now says, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbi made it. The Mishnah said a guy throws a rock into the public domain, so the Mishnah says he's Chayiv and Gullus. The Gemara says Chayiv and Gullus, he's made it. He should Chayiv Asayah for that. He should get killed for throwing a rock, shooting a bullet into Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. So Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak with Sosa Es Koslo is talking about a situation where he was knocking down his wall. Is knocking down his wall, so you can't be putter. You don't get gullus for that. That also, he should look into who's walking through. And if he wasn't looking into, that's mazed. People are walking into the highway. You can't just knock down your building there. So the Gemara explains, no, it's belaili. He's doing it at nighttime where people don't walk around. So he wasn't expecting anyone to be walking in the streets at nighttime. Gemara says, belaila nami belaili yune. At nighttime, you also have to expect people to be walking through and making sure you're not crushing this anyone with this wall. So Gemara explains, no, it's Besoseres Kosla L'Ashba. No, he lives next door to a garbage dump, so he's knocking his wall over into the garbage dump. No one hangs out in the garbage dumps, so therefore that's why he gets gullus. It's not called Mazin. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hi, Ashba Hechidami, what type of garbage dump is this? If this is a place where gangs hang out in the garbage dumps, so then that's Poshehu. Then he's negligent, and he's Chai, that's Mazid. He doesn't get gullus there. Ilo Shchichi Be'Rabim, if people don't hang out there, that's Anasu. If it's a place where no one hangs out, it's completely avoided people, then he should be honest, and he shouldn't get gullus of the Mishnah. Amr Papa, we see this the structure many places in Shas. Lotzricha Ela LaAshba Asui Lifanos Ba Belaila Vein Asui Lifanos Ba Bayom. It's a place that garbage dump that's meant to be turned over during the daytime, nighttime, not during the daytime. And Vika the Mekare Deviyasev. And some people sit there, not always. So it's a hangout, but random times. And Poshe Lahavi, the Ha'inus Lefunus, but Bayom, he's not Poshe because no one really hangs out there during the daytime, but Onus Nami Lahavi, but he's not considered Onus either because the Ha'ik of the Mikra Vyasiv, sometimes people do actually hang out there. So it's somewhere in the middle, we're finding the balance between Onus and Poshea. It's right in the middle where it's going to be considered Shogeg, and he'd be Chayiv Galus for destroying the wall into this garbage dump. The Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. He said in the Mishnah that the Lacha was that if you throw the rock in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and then after you threw it, someone sticks his head up and gets hit and killed, so he says in that case you're actually Pater. So Tanu Rabbanan Matzah Prat Limamti Atzma. The Pasuk says in Matzah, when regarding the rock, I'm finding the Pasuk on the side here, Matzah Kidei Gulasa, right? Vish Kilo Yelo Goel, no, that's not the one I wanted. Here you go. Nasha Barza Mina Eitz, and a piece of wood comes off, or the axe comes off. Umatz Esra'e, when it finds a person, Umesu, that person gets killed from the axe. Then Yonus El Achas Ha'era Miha'il V'chai. That guy who runs the Gullus, the person who murdered accidentally. So the Pasuk says, Matzah, it's only if he was there from the beginning, that guy, when you hit the tree and the guy was standing next to you. But if you hit the tree, and then after you hit the tree, the wood was flying, and then a guy jumped into the line of fire, so Imam Tziatma, he put himself into that position to be killed, so then you're going to be putter from Gala. So Matzah means Meikar, that he was always there from the beginning. So then the Gemara asks the question, though. The Gemara explains, where are we? Again, Mikan, Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, im Mishiyotza Evan Miado. If when you threw the rock, only afterwards the guy stick his head out, v'kibla, and he accepted it, he received the hit, got hit with the rock, he's pater. L'meimer, that's to suggest. D'matza me'kar mashma. The word matza means that all the details were there from the beginning. When you threw the rock, the guy's head was there already. But if the guy put his head out only after you released the rock, so then you're pater. So Gemara says we have the opposite understanding. Urmini, when it comes to matzah, this is the pasuk that's describing when a person sells a property in Eretz Israel. He doesn't have any money. The pasuk is v'hish kilo yelo goel v'sigur yado. The guy doesn't have a redeemer. He sold his land because he needed cash. And now he had no money to buy back his land. He has the right to buy back in a certain amount of time depending on Bati Arichoma and other halachas in the Maseches Erchin. If he has the money to buy it, so now then he was able to collect money. So then the halacha is you have to sell him back his land if he's able to redeem it. So the lach is umatza, and he found the money now. He only found the money now, but not initially when he sold it. Prat lematzui, the guy who had the money always, the guy had plenty of cash, and then he sold his land. He didn't need the cash, but he sold it. He can't then say 2 months later, I want to buy back my house already, my land. That's not allowed. It's only if the guy sold it because he had no money. But if he had money from the beginning and sold it anyways, then he has no right to demand to do a geula. Prad again lematzoi to someone who had the money from the beginning. Shlo yimichor berachok v'yigal bekarov. The guy can't sell. Let's say he had a land far away. He just didn't want to deal with it. So you can't sell your land far away to have cash now to buy your close land because he always had that land. I mean, I had two lands. I have a land that's close by. I have a land that's far away. I sold my land that's right next to me, my next door house. I sell it to you. And then I decide I have no money to deal with it. So I sell you the money, you give me $1 million. Then I sell my other land that's really far away for $1 million. And then I've got able to have to buy back my land that I just sold to you that was Karov. That's not allowed because I always had that Makom Rachok. I always had it. It was always Matzah to me. The Lacha of the ability to do Geula is only when you had no money at all available to you. So you're not allowed to, again, sell your far land to redeem your close land. Or let's say, Birav Yigal Biafa. I can't sell my bad land to redeem my good land. Because these are all situations where I always had that land now. The only hetter of the geula of the money, the property and land in Eretz Yisrael is only if you have zero money or equity anywhere. That's when you have the hetter to redeem it afterwards.
Is there a profit built in there? I'm sorry.
Is there a profit?
I mean, the guy said, if somebody's buying your land, right, I can buy it back, but you want to build it. I'm not giving you back for what?
Whatever it is, whatever. How much of the rules? Whatever the redemption is, you redeem it. You have to sell back the guy. I think it's probably the same price, though. I think it's the same price if you sell
it
back for
it. Give it to him.
That's the halacha of the Torah. The pasuk in the Torah says to, yeah.
If the reisha goes and he knocked down the kotel and he says, im hayah, meaning it would seem that it's a continuation and it's a completely different case.
Say that again. That
the reisha is talking that he knocked down the kotel, right? It says, mm-hmm. and then it's a revealed zomer, im mishiyatza ebe miyado hotziha la rosho. It would seem it's all one case, but we're talking about two completely different cases.
No, Tosfos says, according to the Maskan in the last Sugya, we're not talking about knocking down a kosel.
Right, but it would seem that
throwing something into
that
garbage.
It's all one case. Right? I mean, it's within one case.
But we're talking about throwing something. Yeah.
See, look at Tosfos, the Rasa Lot Tzvicha. Tosfos writes, Perish de Mehasha Lot Tzarech L'okmi Besoser, Duhadin Bezarek Mamish. We don't have to talk about that case anymore. It's Zarek, a guy, it's an area where some people hang out, some people don't hang out.
It would seem like he's making a comment on the race.
Right. So you know it was, but now that we have the Rat Tosfos says it's all Zarek Seven, everything flows. So now, so the Gemara says, so that pasuk about matzah with regards to being poder or being gola, your land back, matzah there means that you have to have it now. That matzah is now you came up with the money, not that you had it beforehand. But matzah by Ritzicha was that matzah meant in the past, that all the details were there. But if a guy put his head into the line of fire afterwards, then you'd be potter. So what does matzah mean? Does matzah mean it was always that way, or you just found it's newly found? And so the Gemara explains a very simple answer, which is where it does often, Amarava hacha binyanam edikra, hasam binyanam edikra. The word matzah, it's really very, it's interchangeable, and depends on the context. It depends on inyanam edikra. Hasam inyanam edikra, there the pasuk is referring to, umatzah dum yov divihisiga yado. Masig yado mehashta af matzah nami mehashta. The word vihisiga is now you have no money, you have no cash available, so matzah also means now you came up with the money. That's what matzah means, it's just depending on the context. Here, by killing, matzah dumya diyar has to be similar to a forest. Ma'yar, just like a forest was mide diisa mikar, it was always that way, it was always not owned, it was ownerless. So af matzah, the word matzah is also the past, nami mide diisa mikar, referring to matzah, that when the guy threw the rock, all the details were ready in place when he threw the rock, it's referring to in the past tense. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah further, Azorik is evident, guy throws a rock, Amalei ha'hu mirabana l'rava. A certain Talmud Chacham said to Rava, "Mimar demechatavis etim derushus." Whoever said when the guy is hitting the, as the pasuk describes, hitting the tree, that when it says v'noshal habarza mina etz, who says referring to cutting down just rushus? He's cutting down some firewood for his chimney, for his fireplace. So maybe he's referring to dilma mechatavis etim de sukkah. Maybe he's cutting it down to build a sukkah. That's a mitzvah. Or to add wood to the mizbeach for the lighting the fire, and that's a mitzvah. And v'afilu hachi amrachman eliglein. Even though he's cutting down for a davar mitzvah, the pasuk still says you get galus even though you're involved in a mitzvah. Where in the pasuk do you see that's indicated? That's referring to only a chativas reshus, but a chativas mitzvah is pater from galus. So amrlei kaven di matzah chativ eino chativ lav mitzvah hashanami lav mitzvah. What does that mean? So look at Rashi, very important Rashi here. Rashi explains, Hashta, there we go. Hashta nami. Kilo matzah chatuva, ein hachatava mitzvah ela siyasa sukkah. When it comes to making the sukkah, I don't have to, there's no mitzvah for me to cut down the wood. If it's prepared, that's very important. We'll get to that in a second. I don't have to cut down the wood. If I could go ahead and buy wood, that's fine. There's no mitzvah to cut down the tree. Bein l'suka, bein l'maracha. So therefore, it's not considered a mitzvah. Even those cutting down of the trees, even for mitzvah purposes, that's always a rishus. The stage of cutting down wood is always a rishus, no matter what your purpose is for. So that's how we know it's referring to. So Pini said that this is a hachana. So the Avni Nezer learns from this Rashi. He says, chativas ha'et is not a mitzvah, but the asiyas ha'suka is a mitzvah. Building the sukkah is a mitzvah. And that's a big, big discussion in the poskim. There's an important hamak shela. He talks about, normally we say hachana isn't a mitzvah, but he says whenever the Torah itself tells you, the pasuk says,
like
Bashabbos, that's one of the echinu, that's one of the sources he says, Shabbos is a mitzvah, deraisa. And what's the pasuk by sukkah?
Vasisem
es. Putting you on the spot here. It says in Emor, the scribe is a building a sukkah. I don't remember what the pasuk is. It says Lashon Vasisa or something. Vasisa or Vasisem, to build, to make a sukkah. So therefore, no, I'm making this up. I'm pretty sure it does. The sukkah is another pasuk, Tasu. It says something along the Asiyah. So since the pasuk says Asiyah by sukkah, there's a mitzvah. So when normally Achana isn't a mitzvah, but when the Torah tells you about the Achana, then the Netziv writes that it is considered a mitzvah. What's the nafkamina? The main nafkamina is one, a simple nafkamina is mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucha. The Gemara is in Kedushin daf Membez, I forget, that says that when it comes to Shabbos, that you're supposed to prepare Shabbos on your own. But mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucha only applies to mitzvahs, not hachanas. So that's where the Netziv also writes in the Merom Yisadeh, that since Shabbos is described as a Torah, as a Hachana, so that becomes a mitzvah itself, and you have to do it on your own. When it comes to other Hachanas, which are not mitzvah-oriented, so then you can appoint a Shliach. There is no inyan to do it on your own, let's say. Let's say to buy a Lulav Esrog. That's a Hachana. The Torah doesn't say to buy a Lulav and Esrog. That's what you have to do to get a Lulav and Esrog. So I could send the Shliach to get it. There is no concept of the mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha when it comes to other Hachanas. Fine. Gemara now asks the question, Eisive, Ravina l'Rava, Yotzav, Mamakis b'no, HaRavet wrote this Tamida, V'shliach Bezdin. So the Mishnah says, these cases where they're Osek in a Davar Mitzvah, so then they're Pater from Galus. Lema, why don't we say, Kaven Dila Gamar La Mitzvah, Hashanami La Mitzvah. What do you mean? If the Talmud's very, he listens well. Yeah, he's good conduct. And your child's listening very nicely. It's good behavior. So you're not going to hit the guy. So we should say the same Svara. So if the person's behaving, you don't hit him. So we said above, if you already have wood, you don't have to cut down the tree to build a sukkah. So too, if the boy's behaving, you don't have to hit the boy. So that shouldn't be a mitzvah. If the criteria of mitzvah is that you have to do it, only a chiyuv, that's a mitzvah. So these cases are not chiyuvim. They're only if there's a need, but there's not always a need. So these shouldn't be mitzvahs, and you should be chayv and galus in these two cases. So the Gemara says no. Hasam. Afagav the Gamar mitzvah. Even though the child might be learned, might be very well behaved, there's still a mitzvah to hit your children. Now, I'm obviously not promoting this, but I'm just reading the Gemara right now. So, Afagav the Gamar, even though the child is learned and he's well behaved, mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to hit him anyways. Dichsiv, as the pasuk tells us, that Yaser bintachav yanichachav yitain me'adadim l'raf shecha. You're supposed to give mussar, part of mussar is hitting your children. So, obviously, again, this is not, we don't do this anymore. Right, no one does this. I'm not asking you to raise your hand, but we don't do this anymore, right, guys? Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, "Hada Amar Rava." Rava says that the Ramosha writes, "We only do this if you know the children are going to act better when they get hit. Children will not act better when you hit them nowadays." Okay, so we live in, and certainly not Talmidim. So Hada Amar Rava said, "La Milsa Hida Amri." This is not correct. It's a different reason as to why we know that a mitzvah person who's osik b'mitzvah is pater. It's not because of a chiv or not a chiv. It's simply based on a pasuk. Vashayovo esereu bayar, when you and your friend go into a forest, di by aisle, vi by lo aisle. If you want to go to the forest, you can. If you don't want, you don't have to. Now, vi sagadaitach mitzvah misagi de la aisle. I'd be referring to a mitzvah only case, is it would be enough to not go in. Meaning the Gemara, the pasuk wouldn't describe a case, if we're really referring to mitzvahs here, they wouldn't describe a case of a yar, of a forest, which everyone has only the option to go into. So the fact that we're talking about a yar, which is a voluntary place that you want to enter into, so too the whole discussion of gullus is only when you're involved in a voluntary act. When it comes to a davar mitzvah, so then that's not part of the discussion at all. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Amr le Rav Ad bar Ava le Rava, Kohecha dechsiv Asher Dibayu? Is it true whenever the word says asher means if you want to? Because the pasuk says v'asher yavo esrael bayar, that they want to. Asher means a voluntary action. Does asher really mean if you want to only? El miat, if it says in the pasuk v'ish asher yutama v'lo yischatei, a person who became tamei and he didn't receive the ischatei, he didn't receive the paraduma. Now ibay mitamei, ibay lo mitamei. So is it really true a person asher yitma, he could have the option of becoming tamei? But isn't there such a case of a meis mitzvah to lo sagi lo mitamei, where it's not allowed, you can't avoid becoming tamei, where there's a chiv to become tamei? So how come the pasuk could say ish asher yitma, where he's going to become tamei if he wants to, but it's not true, sometimes you have to do to become tamei? So the Gemara explains no. Hachanami the pater, is it really true he's going to be pater? So the Gemara says no, shiny hasam, there it's different. Amar Kra, the pasuk says tamei Yehiyah mikol makom. You should be tamei across the board. Well, across the board, the word yehiyah is extra to come to include that a person is tamei even if he became tamei litzarach mitzvah. If he ends up going into the base of Mikdash, then he'd be chayiv as well. Because the context of the pasuk v'asher yitama is referring to entering the base of Mikdash, you're chayiv misa. So even though it says asher, so you would think asher only if you chose to become tamei. But if a guy had to become tamei because of a meis mitzvah, are you going to say then he's pater if he's from going to the base of Mikdash, tumas meis? Certainly not. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. The word asher really does mean voluntary. If you decide to do something. So, but the word tamei yihyeh, the word yihyeh comes to include, even if you had to become tamei for a meis mitzvah, even that individual will be chayiv misa for entering into the base of Mikdash while being tamei. So the Gemara says, no, not true. Hahu mi barley, that word yihyeh can't be to include a tamei meis. Hahu mi barley, that's needed to teach me a different drasha lichadatani. The Baraita tells us tamei yihyeh, the rabbos tivul yom, that tumas bo, the rabbos mechus kipurim. The word yihyeh comes to include even a person who's tivul yom. Tivul yom means the guy was tamei. He went to the mikvah, so you have to wait until shkia for it to be completely tahor. Even though you went to the mikvah already, you're still called the tivul yom until shkia sechama. So that guy who's tivul yom goes into the base of Mikdash, he's also chai misa because of the word yihyeh. And just to finish the bright so off, it says also, tumas bo, the rabbos mechus kipurim. A person who went through the whole process of becoming tahor. There are four situations where in addition to becoming tamei, you need to go to the mikvah, you also have to bring karbanos, a yoledes, a zava, mitzorah, they all have to bring karbanos, they're called mechusrei kippurim, they're mechase, they're missing the kippur, the kapara of a karbanos, those individuals also who have not yet brought the karbanos, if they enter into the base of Mikdash, they're chayav misa as well. So we see the word yehiyah is used for a different drasha, it doesn't include a tamei meis. So how do we know a tamei meis, who's metame for a meis mitzvah? Is chayiv misa if he enters into the base of Mikdash. So the Gemara says, Amar le ani me'od kamina. There's a word od. It says od tumasobo. The word od is extra. That includes a person who is a metame for a meis mitzvah. Okay, everyone's still with me? We're good. I know a little bit off topic. Let's go further. Gemara Seika, Demasi le, others have a different discussion here. Aha, on the following discussion, Becharish v'katar tishbos, it talks about the plowing and harvesting, you should tishbos. So there's a discussion whether tishbos is referring to Shabbos or Shemitah. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino tzarech lomer charish al shvius v'katar shvius. You don't have to tell me plowing of shvius. You don't have to tell me of cutting down things during Shemitah either. Kusharei kvar nemar, sadech alo sizor, v'chamer alo sizmor. You can't prune, you can't plant the fields, which the Chazal tells, you can't do any Melacha to Shemitah. So why does the Pasuk single out Harisha and Katira? That's included in all the other Melachas of Shemitah that can be done. So what does it come to teach us, says Rabbi Kiva? El afilu charish shel erev shvius shenichnas l'shvius, plowing before Shemitah year, meaning the end of the sixth year, it's called Tosef shvius. There's halachas of, does it start, Elul, does it start already from Shavuos, the Mishnah I was talking about, is it their ice, is it their banam? But the charisha, the plowing before the Shemitah cycle, anything that's going to benefit the upcoming year Shemitah, that's bechlal the iser. That's what it means, becharish, charisha, the sixth year's aser. The katsir shel shvius sheyatzel mot shvius, and the cutting down the shvius is the year after, the eighth year, any fruits that grew, or foods that grew in Shemitah, that are still lingering into the eighth year, that's bichlal the Isser of Ktsira. That's how Rabbi Kiva understands this pasuk. Rabbi Yishmael comes along and says, Omer, he says no, he says differently, and he says, this pasuk is referring to Shabbos. Ma charish rishus af katir rishis. Just like you can't do a harisha. There's never a harisha that's a mitzvah. Every harisha is always a rishis. So just like harisha that you can't do in the pasuk is referring to rishis, so too the types of ktsiras that are asr are only a ktsira that's a rishis type of ktsira. Yatza, however, ktsir haomer shu mitzvah, that's permitted on Shabbos. So when you're bringing the carbon omer, when it comes to the time of Shavuos, you're allowed to cut the for Pesach time, you're allowed to cut the omer, the fruit, the seorah rather, you could cut it down even on Shabbos because that ktsira is considered a mitzvah. So that's what we're learning from here. They're allowed to do the ktsira for the carbon omer even if it falls out on Shabbos. Again, only harisha is aser, and harisha is only rishus, so too ktsira of rishus is aser, but a ktsira shel mitzvah is permitted on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yishmael's drasha. So the Gemara says, Amar leha humi rabbanan, a certain Talmud Chacham said to Rava, Mimai. So this was the question we had earlier on Gullis. He has that same structure now on the question of Shemitah. He says, Mimai de harisha de rishus. Whoever said the harisha in this passage is referring to a voluntary type of plowing. Dilma harishas omer de mitzvah. Maybe it's referring to plowing for the carbon omer. That's a plowing that's supposed to create a mitzvah of the katsiris omer. So isn't that also a mitzvah? Maybe that's the harisha that's talking about the pasuk, and we're learning just like harisha de mitzvah is aser on Shabbos, so to maybe katsira of mitzvah should be aser as well. V'afil hachi al merachman a tishbos, and you should still do a tishbos. So you can't do harisha, you can't do katsira even of a mitzvah. So the response back was Amar lei Abaye said, Rava says, Kaven de im matzah charish enu charish la mitzvah. Since if you found that a field is plowed already, there's no mitzvah to go ahead and plow a new field for omer, so that's not considered a mitzvah. As opposed to Ksirsa Omer, if you found wheat, rather barley, that's already cutter, that doesn't count. You have to still do a new Maisa Ksira for the Omer. And that's why the Harisha is referring to Rishus, but a Yatsa Ksirsa Mitzvah, which is a Mutter on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara now, Esive Ravina Rava, Yatsa Av, Hamakis, Benova, Haravra, Tetzitamida, Shliach, Bezdin, we saw in the Mishnah. These three examples, when they're involved in a mitzvah, so then you are allowed to, they're pater from Galus. So they ask the same question we asked the Naman Aleph. Bamai, Lema, we should say, why are they pater from a Galus? It's not a mitzvah, because Kaven, the Elah Gomer, had the children been learned, had they been behaving nicely, La Mitzvah, there's no mitzvah. Hashanami, La Mitzvah. So just like before we said, you don't need to plow, only if there's no plowing, but if there's already charish, you don't do a charisha. So if the child is a gomer, so you don't hit him. So there's no mitzvah by any of these cases. So Gemara says, no. Hasam afagav de gomer nami mitzvah kavi. Like we saw yesterday, or rather, Amin Aleph, just like we said, if the guy's learned, you still have a mitzvah to give him a patch. Dichsev yisa bin chavi nichecha. So therefore, there is a mitzvah. You always have to give a patch, just to keep him in check. So then, Hada Amar Rava, Rava retracts and says, La Milsi, the Amri, it's incorrect what I said. The real reason is, Katsira Dumi de Harisha. This is the real source how we know that discussion of Harish Katsu Tishbos is referring to Davar Rishos. Ma Harisha, Matza Harish, Eno Harish, Af Katsira Nami. So just like plowing, if you found it plowed, there's no mitzvah to plow. So to the Katsira is referring to a voluntary Katsira. Now, Visa Kadaitach, Mitzvah, Matza Katsir, Eno Katsir, Mitzvah Likter Lahabat. If you thought we were referring to a mitzvah, so then if you find it cut down already, you shouldn't cut down any further. That's not true. There's a mitzvah to cut it down, to bring it, even if you find it already katzer. So he says, again, a slightly different approach as to how we know that the pasuk of b'charish b'katzer tishbos is referring to a davar rishus. Okay, the new mishnah now. Mishnah tells us, ha'av gola ayidei ha'ben, v'ben gola ayidei ha'av. The father could be exiled because of his child, meaning what? If a person kills his own son, he gets shogeg. If a son kills his father, he gets gullus as well. I mean, gullus. So then the Mishnah says, "Akol golan ayde Yisrael, Yisrael golan ayde." Everyone would get gullus for killing a yid, and yid gets gullus for killing anyone else. We'll see what that means. Chutz, with the exception of a miger toshav. What's a ger toshav? A ger toshav is a goy who accepted upon himself not to do, rather to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So then we allow him to live amongst the Yidden. So he's a ger toshav. So a Yisrael who kills anyone else will get gullus, but if he kills a ger toshav, a Yisrael wouldn't get a ger toshav, get a gullus. But a ger toshav, eino gola elidei ger toshav. A ger toshav himself only gets gullus if he kills another ger toshav. Fine. So the Gemara explains now as follows. Ha'av gola ayidei ha-ben. So a father who kills a son would get gullus on account of killing his son. V'ha'amris, didn't we say, yata'av makes, but no. Didn't we say the father's allowed to hit the son? And if a father kills a son, he doesn't get gullus. So the Gemara says, no, the Gamar. No, the, where the son was well behaved. He didn't deserve to be patched. So Gemara says, what do you mean? We just said, we said if the guy is a behaved child, you still have a mitzvah to hit him. So how come the father would ever get gullus for killing a son? So the Gemara says, b'shulya denagri. He's teaching him a trade. He's not teaching him a mitzvah. He's teaching him how to make money. So the Gemara says, and he hit him, he patched him, he killed him. Gemara says, shuya denagri chayusahi. What do you mean? That's teaching a parnasa. And Rashi says, there's a mitzvah to make a parnasa as well. And one of the obligations of the father to the son, mitzvah ha'avala ben, is to teach him a trade. Teach him umanis. So that's a mitzvah. So if he patched him how to properly do carpentry, how to properly do blacksmith, whatever you're doing, that's part of a mitzvah, and he should be potter. So the Gemara says, no, delamda, the Gamar Umnasa Achrisa. He already had one trade. His father was trying to expand his horizons, giving him other options. So that was unnecessary. That's considered already a surplus of money. So that would be, that's why he's chayev. Now it's interesting, the Gemara doesn't suggest the father ever killed the son just like directly. It was only in the context of trying to put him on the right path. But never did it have a hobby that the father would ever kill a son. Why is that? Because the Gemara says, when it comes to in Ba Shemesh, Vizarcha Shemesh, for that pasuk, whatever the pasuk is, I just butchered it. So when it comes to Bab Machteres, if you know for sure that they're not coming to kill you, then you have no right to kill the person Bab Machteres. Who would be an example of a person who would never try to kill the Baal Bayis? So if a father is tunneling into his own son's house to steal money, the father is never going to kill his own son. So you have no right then to defend yourself against your own father. So based on that idea, I imagine the Gemara never suggested the father would just stam kill a son. He's always trying to put his son on the right path.
It's interesting though, because the Rashi, first Rashi only says that the father killed his son, and it says it showed him. It doesn't say the reverse, but it seems like it had to point out in that case.
Well, I think what Rashi's doing there is because it's very confusing. Whenever you say av idea ben, you don't know who's referring to, the father killing the son killing the father. That's what I think Rashi's doing. It's similar to the Mishnah, mitzvah to av ben, ben ala av. The Gemara's like, whose mitzvah is it to who? So that's my guess is why it's saying that. The Gemara then says, ha-ben gola ide ha-av, urmini, maka nefesh prat l'maka aviv. So the law is that when you get galus, only if you kill a nefesh, a stam yid. But a person kills a father, so then you don't get galus for this. So how come the Mishnah says a ben who kills a father does get galus? The Joshua says he doesn't get galus. So Amar Rav Kana lo kasha, ha Rabbi Shimon ha Rabbanan. What's the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan? The Rabbi Shimon Amar Chenek Chamer Misayef. So what's the law if a person kills a stam yid? You get Saif. What's the law if you kill a father, or if you even hit a father? You get Chenek. So which is worse, chenek or saif? So if you kill one's own father, so there are two punishments. There's chenek for killing a father, there's saif for killing. So which punishment are you getting? So according to Rabbi Shimon, damar chenek, chamer misaif, so one kills his own father, he's getting chenek instead of the normal saif. So the halacha is only shigas saif is nitna l'kapara, but shigas chenek, which is more chamer, lo nitna l'kapara. So that midrasha, maka nefesh, to exclude maka aviv, that's Rabbi Shimon, because being maka aviv, killing a father, would get chenek, and chenek doesn't deserve galus. But l'rabbanan, damri saif is chamer mechenek, so then horig aviv b'shogeg is a shigas saif. One kills his own father, he's getting the Saif instead of Chenek, and Shiga Saif Nitin LaKapara, it does get Kapara, so he's the author of the Rabbana, the author of the Mishnah, that say killing a father, since it's going to be Shiga Saif, will result in Galus. Rava Amar, Rava says differently. Rava Amar, Pratli Osei Chabura B'aviv, to the exclusion of making a wound, hitting a father, not killing him, but making a wound to the father, B'shogeg, that's what it's referring to. Sagdai Techamina, came in the Bemazed Bar Katala, who Kishogeg Nami Ligle, Kamashmalam. Now, everyone agrees when you kill your own father, you definitely get galus. But what if you give the guy, you stab your father, you make him bleed? So then, since the halacha is, if you did it on purpose, hitting your own father, you would get misa, so maybe doing it b'shogeg should result in galus. Kamash v'la, no, when you hit your father accidentally, it does not result in galus. It's not that bad. Okay, let's read a little further. We'll do it quickly. Hakol Golanai de Yisrael. Everyone gets exiled through Yisrael. Hakol Golanai de Yisrael. Lasui my, what's it going to include? Lasui Eved Vakusi. Eved Vakusi also, they get the same halacha as they would also get Gullus. Tanina Lahad Tanar Ban Eved Vakusi Golav Lokai de Yisrael. Yisrael Golav Lokai de Kusi Eved. Same thing in the Brisa. So Bishma, and they get Malkus in this case. If you curse them or get Gullus, it adds on. Cursing them, and you would get Malkus, and you also get Gullus for killing them. So Gemara says, Bishma, I understand, Eved Vakusi, Golai De Yisrael, Veloka, Gola, Veloka, Gola de Katle Veloka de Lataya, you would get exiled for hitting them, and you get lashes for cursing them. El Yisrael Gola Veloka de Kusi, so if a Yisrael kills a Kusi or curses him, I don't understand. Bishma Gola, I understand why he would get Gullus if you kill a Kusi de Katle. You killed a Kusi, so you get Gullus. El Aloka, why would you get lashes for doing something to a Kusi? Amai de Lataya, if you cursed him, Manasi Bamcha lo sawar. You don't curse someone Bamcha, Bose Maisa Imcha. One who does the actions of following halacha, that's a person who you get lashes for cursing. But Kusi doesn't follow the halacha, you wouldn't get Gullus for him, Malchus for him. El Amravacha bar Yaakov Kikon Shahid Bo. The Huzam is a situation where you testified about him and you were found to be Aden Zomim. So the Kavase Gavi Eso, that's the case. So the Kusi again testified against you and then he was found to be a liar, so now he gets Malchus for lying against you. So the Gemara says if that's the case where the Kusi was a aide and he received, he lied and gets Malchus for that, the Kavase, according to this,
Gavi. I think the Israelis are the one who was Huzam.
Oh, yeah, is it? Could be right. No, no, I don't think so, yeah? Because we're going to ask from an Eved. We're an Eved, say. Oh, you're right, okay. So the Yisrael testified against the Kusi. Yisrael was found to be an Ein Zomim, so then the Yisrael gets the Malchus. So then the Gemara says, the Kavase, according to this, then the same idea, to keep it parallel, Gabi Eved, Sheheid Bo, Vuhuzam, the Eved bar Edusu. So now we're talking about an Eved can't be an aid. But either we're talking about the Yisrael, not the Eved, though. We said before the Yisrael, not the Kusi.
No, the opposite case, because we said the Eved.
So both directions. So even though Yisrael could testify about an Eved can't testify about Yisrael. So we can't be talking about a case of Edus because Eved can't be an aid. So the Gemara says, El Amar V'acha B'Reid Rav Ika Hachav Ma'askin. And what's the case here? Kagon Shiko Haka. Shame of Shavaputa. It's a case where you hit him with something that's less than Shavaputa. If it's worth the Shavaputa, so then you owe money for being Mazik, the Kusi, or the Eved. But Dhammer, but if it's less than Shavaputa, since you don't pay, there's no value of more than less than a penny. So in that case, Dhammer Rabbi Ami, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, he called Hakah Shame Ba Shavaputa, Lokev, Lomakshina Hakah Laklav. The halacha is if you damage someone less than Shavaputa, which is a tiny amount, you get Malchus for that, which sounds counterintuitive, but that's the halacha. Okay, I'm sorry, I got to run.